This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us on Open for Business. Enterprise Biz Bites. Oh dear. It is Thursday, the 27th of August. I am feeling like it's a bit of a Friday up in my head. My name.
The weekend's almost here.
And we can feel it.
Yeah, cackling in the background, Frida Liu.
Hi, this is Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we are asking you, what lessons have you learned from your interns or your younger colleagues? Get in touch with us at 018-789-8899 at BFM Radio. Is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll also be talking about how Juristech has acquired iMoney. And our final story is about how COVID-19 tracing apps must delete data after 6 months. But of course, our top story today is what we can learn from interns or our younger colleagues in the office. Now, gone are the days, Frida, when interns were hired to merely, fetch your coffee or
photocopying
or do menial work, right? Now, modern businesses now understand that in order for us to move forward, it's best to tap into specific skills that come naturally to different ages and demographics within the workforce. So we landed on a very interesting article from Fast Company in which Pfizer CEO Alberto Burla listed down the things he learned from his interns during the summer of COVID-19. It's been a summer or a period of change for everyone, across the world. And he says that internships are a crucial part of a person's professional journey, and even admits that his time as an intern taught him valuable lessons that finally got him to where he is today. So even more so now, during this time, he feels like there are so many things that we can learn from our interns.
Right. And, they just look at things with fresh eyes. We come a little bit jaded, a little bit more baggage and that sort of thing. So when you come in with fresh eyes, it's just, for me, enlightening. So here are some of the things that he learned from the 400 interns that Pfizer had during the 2020 summer internship program, right? So one of which is creativity is key. So while we miss impromptu conversations with our interns in the hallways, ours is in Penang, of course another one has come back here, it's down the road, thank goodness. We had the joy of working with them online, he said, and not surprisingly, benefited from the agility and creative problem solving required with remote work and teleconferencing, because such a part and parcel of them, right? Because they were born with the handphone in their hand, right? I mean, they're digital natives, right? They're digital natives. The other thing is personnel matters. So intern supervisors make the extra effort to ensure the summer months have meaningful work, introductions to networking, video chats, and virtual coffee chats. So they were able to offer an experience that's interesting, educational, and packed with a kind of mentorship and career support that helps young adults find their way. So, having to deal with them, learning is vital for interns. And I think learning is vital for everyone, right? So he said many of the experiences that the students expect in the internship simply weren't possible to achieve this year. So we reached out for feedback in order to understand how best to learn from them and build on the program for future. In case something like this happens again, right? So they also, I think both sides are figuring things out. So what can we learn from each other? What can we do better, right? So that maybe even future internship is a little bit offline, a little bit online.
Exactly. Yeah. So, now that we've discussed what Pfizer's CEO had to say, we thought we'd reach out to some of our local CEOs and founders and business owners as well to ask them about their respective dynamics with interns and younger employees. Now, we got in touch with Derek Toh, founder of WOB, Jasmine Loa, CEO and co-founder of Recommend, and Renyi Chin, co-founder of My Burger. All of them work with a significant number of interns and employees in the younger demographic. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. Let's start with some of the lessons you've learned from your interns and younger employees, And have you implemented any of them in the way you manage your company? Derek, we'll start with you.
That's a really good question. One of the key things our young talent can do much better than myself is that they definitely 100% relate to both social media and pop culture much better than I do, right? So, for example, we just launched a new TikTok account fairly recently. And since we launched it, they've already created 2 viral videos with over 500,000 views to date, with no prior experience in TikTok, right? So they basically installed the app, played around with it, created some content, and then they figured it out, right, how to make it work. And both these viral videos, you know, they actually drove our followers from virtually zero to over 15,000 in like a really short time, right? So that's just from the marketing or like understanding pop culture in general, right? But a lot of the product design decisions, you know, of our website and mobile app are also made by them because, you know, they obviously understand the users better than I do. And many of these decisions don't actually go through me for approval. So a lot of their insights actually help us make a lot of these decisions on product and marketing.
We need TikTok here.
Yeah, we do.
Jasmine?
We always encourage interns and young folks to speak their mind, even when they are very inexperienced. But even then, we were recently surprised with the quality of ideas they gave us. Because they didn't have any preconceived ideas or assumptions on our business, they were able to make observations and suggestions purely based on, you know, a customer or outsider view. So when we look back at the ideas, we think, ah, you know, we should have noticed that. Well, we didn't because we have been buried in it for years. So it was very difficult for us to, you know, take an outsider point of view. And it took very young, inexperienced colleagues to show us that.
Right.
You know, some of the things we did included a survey and analysis on really trying to understand what our customer persona was. After many years of operating, we had assumptions on who they were. And, you know, we were operating based on that. But after the young interns did the survey, we realized that our customer persona has changed over the years, but we never really updated our messaging or our product to fit them.
Right. Interesting. Like, I mean, I'm sure even BFM listeners, you know, our profile would have changed. What about you, Renyi?
I think one of the biggest lessons that I personally have experienced is the fact that what we do, no matter how good we think we are at it, in due time will become redundant. So occasionally when we have interns coming in or younger new staff coming in, they are encouraged to give, you know, ideas and examples of what they think can be done better. And sometimes while not all information are useful or not all ideas are useful, but there are definitely a few gems out there that made us think, hey, you know, why haven't we thought of that before? Or, hey, how come we didn't know of this new tool that exists out there? So it has definitely kept us humble. It has definitely kept us a little bit more inquisitive as well. So that has been helpful.
You know, that's the other thing, right? Sometimes we're so boxed into whatever practices that we're doing. You know, we just follow the same routine. We don't even realize there might be a faster, more efficient way to do things. Right. And we need fresh pair of eyes, like you said, Frida.
Yeah.
Guys, please stay on the line. We'll come back with more questions for you. We are asking you today, what lessons have you learned from your interns or your younger colleagues? 018-789-8899 to chime in on WhatsApp at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll come back to some of the messages that have already come in and also more from Derek Toh, Jasmine Lua and Ren Yi Chin. But for now, here's Aretha Franklin with Chain of Fools, BFM 89.9.
Bring forth money, BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we are asking you what lessons you've learned from your interns or younger colleagues. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. And we have with us right now, holding on, Derek Toh, founder of WOB, Jasmine Lua, CEO and co-founder of Recommend, and Ren Yi Chin, co-founder of My Burger Lab. All of them work with a lot of interns and employees in the younger demographic, and we have them on the line with us. So guys, you know, do you think it's a good idea to include interns and young employees when making major decisions in the company? And if so, why? Derek, start again. You can start again.
Yes, definitely. So even when I was actually crafting like the long-term vision for the company, we did this through a company-wide offsite. And there are actually three main reasons for this. The first is that the ideas, I find, tend to be a bit more creative. And this is largely due to the lack of experience, which is turns out to be an advantage, especially when you're trying to come up with ideas. Because very often, because I have more experience, it automatically makes me a little bit more skeptical sometimes about ideas because, you know, I've been through a lot of things that did not work, right? And naturally, I might look at certain things in more of a narrow fashion than someone with less experience, right? And sometimes if you want to capture more ideas, you need people to be able to think out of the box and not see what could go wrong, right? And instead think about what's possible. So I like the fact that their ideas tend to be more creative due to that lack of experience. The second thing I find is very often they tend to see the future much longer than us, or for me, like, at least, right? So someone in their 20s, you know, can see like an entire lifetime ahead of them. And this really helps when we're trying to predict the future, which is what I have to do a lot of times as someone's actually running the business, because, you know, I know that it's very important to make very good long-term decisions. So being able to predict the future is very important. Mm-hmm. The third is that a lot of the young talent, I know they are your employees, but they actually also are able to relate to the end customer, you know, much better than most business owners, especially if you're in like a B2B business, and a large part of your customer base are actually young consumers. Like, believe me, the way they can help you make decisions, whether it's like a company-wide strategic decision or like a product decision, you know, really, really makes a huge difference.
Interesting, Derek. What about you, Jasmine?
Oh, yes. You know, definitely it's a good idea to include, you know, interns and also young employees when making major decisions. You know, this is because they will have views that reflect those of the generation that are starting to work, coming to work and strengthening their spending power over the next few years, right? However, they need to be given context on why we are asking certain questions or why we are gathering ideas, and some guidance on how to do simple validation on their ideas before proposing them to the team. And these simple preparations will help them avoid making silly suggestions or, you know, and attracting annoyance from the more experienced team members. So I think both sides need to be prepped before we run an exercise like that, so that the interns are able to really contribute to the process as well.
What about things over at My Burger Lab?
I may not be able to recall if there's any implementation, but I do dare say that either it evolves in iteration through the process of just discussion and mulling over certain ideas, that there are definitely ideas that has been put forth that has been implemented through several iterations or evolution.
Right. So how can companies cultivate a culture of openness to encourage interns and young employees to voice opinions without being afraid of overstepping boundaries or stepping on the toes of their more senior colleagues? Derek?
Yeah. So this is a pretty common challenge, right? So for us, we just explain upfront how the decision-making process works to everyone, right? So in WOP, on day one, when you join the company, I actually sit down with everyone, every new joiner, and I actually tell them that our decision-making process is very hierarchical, right? Meaning most major decisions are made by me. However, I am very open to hearing ideas. Whether you're a senior person or an intern, you have an opportunity to share these ideas and influence that final decision. Of course, as a decision maker, which is me, I have to genuinely mean it, right? It's not just lip service. One other thing that we also do is that I actually allow a very open and even anonymous forum sometimes for them to question any decisions that were made. We are very big on transparency here, and I repeatedly tell people that everything has to be made in a very objective fashion, and where decisions have to be made with lack of data, lack of information, I will also share with them openly how I made those decisions, even with the lack of information. And I think this helps them kind of see the world from my perspective. And more importantly, it also helps them realize that if they were in my shoes, you know, they would have or may have made a similar decision. So all this added together, right, creates a balance where people know that their voices are being heard. They understand, right, that they don't see the full picture, but they also accept when when decisions don't go their way.
Jasmine?
So at Recommend.my, you know, we always enforce the message that we are a very flat organization. There are no doors anywhere, and there's absolutely no hierarchy of information flow. So we tell them that in each meeting, we will ask you for your opinion at the end of it. So then they pay extra attention to the issues being discussed because they know they will have to say something at the end of it. And they also have time to prepare their point, you know, their points of view. At the same time, right, we also coach them on how to bring up ideas without stepping on any toes. And to be honest, it's an important skill to be learned at all levels, right? Even at very senior levels. Mm. Because to execute a great idea, you will need the buy-in of, you know, the senior members of the staff all the way to the junior members as well. And it makes it very difficult to execute something if people on the team feel like, you know, you're trying to step on their toes or you're trying to make them look bad or look small.
Mm, true. Renyi?
I think to include them is important, but it also has to be made clear that not everything that is suggested will be implemented just to manage expectations. Because there are definitely periods of time where we realize when we include even middle management in certain decisions that they expect us to implement it. So we do include them in the process where we have quarterly town halls and we will take into account what they have to say. And it's good because we have definitely experienced situations where we roll out certain things and then, you know, have it fall flat on our faces when after it's rolled out that we realize, hey, it doesn't work as intended. Because on a HQ level, we might think, hey, that's a good idea. But on the execution side, on the ground level, sometimes it might not be as feasible because there are a lot of other factors that's involved that might make it difficult to execute.
I'm wondering if we interrupted Renyi during a basketball match or if that was him at my Burger Lab.
I'm probably at the workplace.
Thank you so much, guys. That was Derek Toh, founder of Warp, Jasmine La, CEO and co-founder of Recommend, and Renyi Chin, co-founder of My Burger Lab. So, I mean, to think about it, like, they all have like at least a structure in place in order to incorporate the thoughts and the teachings and the learnings that these interns and younger colleagues have, which is that's the way to go.
I was doing this search because this is a popular rumor, popular urban legend, that Gmail was actually developed by an intern
at Google.
So I'm trying to search it. If someone can tell me it's true, that'd be great, because you know I've heard the story about how Gmail was developed by an intern.
Yeah, if someone can fact check that, please, you know, get in touch with us. Also, you know, an intern out there may deserve the credit for this.
Right.
So 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. What lessons have you learned from your interns or your younger colleagues? At BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. When we come back, we will read out a whole bunch of messages that have already come in, but for now, it's Guns N' Roses. Welcome to the Jungle, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.